Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Parking lot until the food is gone. It's drive-through only, free to everyone. No income guidelines for the second harvest pickup today. Again, getting underway in about a half hour in Boscobel.
Happy trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
We'll put our little records away and bring some friends into the studio to chat here in just a little bit after the ABC News update, which is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 43 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators head to the White House today for a group lunch with President Trump. Their meeting coming as the effects of the shutdown continue being felt.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, another deadline, November 1st. Open enrollment for those on Obamacare begins without government subsidies to help pay the premiums. Democrats are insisting on that for a reopening of the government. An appeals court has overturned a temporary restraining order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel, trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Sanae Takaichi. This is ABC News. Russian officials say preparations for a second summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are underway, but no date has been finalized. Florida is going after the popular game site Roblox. ABC's Jim Ryan explains why.
Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer says his office has arrested more than 1,000 child predators this year, with many using Roblox to find victims.
Companies like Roblox have become breeding grounds for predators to get to and have access to our kids.
Othmeyer is demanding that Roblox turn over records related to its age verification and data collection process for its youngest users. Roblox insists that it has stepped up protections for children who play on the platform. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon now says Amazon Web Services is back up and running after yesterday's outage. Took down all sorts of websites, including Roblox. And it'll be Dodgers Blue Jays in the World Series beginning on Friday after Toronto won last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites, like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers, even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout, and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of around 50 degrees today with scattered showers, west winds at 15 to 25, and gusts over 30 miles per hour today. Tonight, mostly cloudy and blustery with some light showers, especially early, a low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 49. Thursday, partly cloudy, not as breezy, and a high of 53.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Dunkin' Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait. These savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green, and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home. Quality you trust. Comfort you deserve.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a workplace. It's part of your community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. People who live, work, and volunteer right here at home. Rockwell is proud to serve and support their neighbors every day, both on and off the job. Now, they'd like to connect even more with local organizations. If you're part of a nonprofit or 501c3 and have volunteer or donation opportunities, Rockwell Automation would love to partner with you. To learn more or get involved, give them a call. 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community and dedicated to making a difference.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust in the draw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Sweet little kid.
just loves Tim McGraw in a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5'9", brown eyes in a summer dress, loves Tim McGraw in a small town accent.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO. We are glad to be along with you today for our talk show and WRCO.com. We are streaming and getting that on. We understand we've had some technical issues, so if you're joining us by stream today, we appreciate that. We hope to get it back as soon as possible here today. Joining us in the studio, some friends from Kickapoo Schools, Kim Johnson, District Administrator, and also Aaron Minham is here, Middle and High School Principal. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. How are things in the Kickapoo Valley, Aaron?
Good. Going well. Been a good start to the school year. Weather's been great lately. School numbers are looking good. And just have a good group of staff and good group of kids. So definitely has been a good start to the year. So.
What about you, Kim?
It's a very appreciated start to the year. It is so great to be back at school, being amongst the kids and the staff who were so supportive and kind during my recovery. So it's a start that I really appreciate. I'm finding I'm more grateful and appreciate more things than I ever have before.
So I can imagine that.
It's been a great start to the year.
For folks that don't know, you were involved in a traffic accident. How long were you in the hospital?
Yeah, so my accident occurred in the morning of February 10th, and I spent a month in the hospital. And then they sent me home. And at that point, I still couldn't do anything. I needed a lot of help to get out of bed or to get anywhere I needed. I was stuck between a chair and a wheelchair. And have spent countless hours in both OT and PT to get to the point where I am able to walk on my own. I struggle a little bit, but a lot of everything that I lost, you know, when I think back to February 10th, it pretty much stripped me of everything. And I'm just really lucky to be here, be alive. And so there are a lot of things to be grateful for. There was a lot of pain in that journey, a lot of misery and a lot of fear. But I chose to feed all of the positives. You know, I have always known that whatever you feed grows. So it was just finding something positive in each day, some area that I could focus and make each day better. So I think back to even when that started, one of my positives was to be able to stand on my good leg for 2 minutes. So that was something I celebrated and was excited about. So it has a lot to do with perspective, I guess. And just, I think back to the law of motion, to Newton's law of motion, every action, there is a reaction. I think there are a few more words involved in that, but, and I honestly want to just take the time now, since there might be many listeners who were there for my journey, who supported me in one way or another, through cards and gifts and emails and Facebook messages, the number of schools that did 50-50s, my Ridge and Valley, the CESA, businesses in the area, all the families of community, my family, my friends. The list is long, and all of those actions really created in me a very positive reaction, which made my journey, that recovery, so positive, I think. So I credit all of that support and all of that love and support to all of those kind, wonderful people. And so if I have that moment right now, I just want to say thank you. All of that meant the world to me, and I really credit the doctors telling me that my recovery is going really well and going faster than what they had initially anticipated. But I have a wealth of support and prayer warriors, the number of churches that were praying for me. So it's been a journey where I often will think, how or why did I survive that? And so I feel like there is purpose. I feel like God was not done with me yet. So I'm really trying to pay forward all that kindness and have an understanding about what my life has meaning for and how I'm supposed to contribute. And part of that, I think, too, is just the work that we do with kids is taking what you learn and sharing that with others and hopefully inspiring them to find something positive in their day. I mean, everybody has their battles, and mine was just, you know, a lot more visible. And so I recognize that everybody has battles, and my suggestion would be just to find something positive to hold on to, and whatever you feed grows, and each day will get better. So
they were keeping you posted the whole time about what was going on at Kickapoo. I'm sure was that motivating to you?
Oh, it was incredibly. I spoke a lot to the team, and I can't thank Aaron enough for really stepping up and taking a lot more responsibility and being kind of my wingman through when I was initially getting back to school. He was driving me, picking me up, and they were making sure they were getting me there and back safely and kind of going through that journey with me. But yeah, Marla, you know, there are a number of staff members who really stepped up and continued working towards that vision with kids and keeping the main thing the main thing. So, yeah.
What was that like, Aaron, when you got the call that morning when you heard that she was in an accident? That'd be horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you go through life and there's lots of things that you feel like you can prepare for or not prepare for. When I got the call that morning, it really was not a good call. I think the most difficult part of that call was not really knowing exactly the scenario. There were some details, but not exactly specific. It was, you know, we'll keep you posted as we go. But there was a lot that was left to the imagination of, you know, exactly how hurt Kim was, you know, what had happened, all of that. So details, you know, continued to go as, you know, we found out more. But it was a real shocker, to say the least. And again, I think it's like, you know, anybody in life, you know, we're all one accident, one phone call, one bad message, whatever, from life changing. And I think, you know, this was definitely one of those situations. And it certainly definitely rocked things at school and was a big adjustment and a big change and just a lot of prayers that things were going to go okay that day and go from there. So,
did they play the Rocky theme when you came back to school that first time?
We should have.
Yeah. But you feel, you know, you've got your own family, you know, your immediate family, but you know, your school district and all the staff and students that had to help pull you through a little bit too, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I missed the students, and they sent videos and were a huge part of every day. I don't remember a lot from the first week, but what they tell me is after I was flown into the emergency room and they're getting me ready, I had several surgeries, and in between surgeries, and my family was allowed to come in and see me. And so I think my first words were, does my school know, like, they're considered my family. And, you know, my mom had said, yes, they know. And then I had said, because this was a Monday morning, I have a board meeting on Wednesday night. And she was like, I'm not sure you're making
probably
that
probably didn't
one.
Make that one, did you?
I didn't. But yeah, that, you know, when I was that severely injured between all the broken bones and the internal and the torn artery and things, I was worried about school. I had my family and my close friends there, but yeah. I was worried about school.
Yeah. A true trooper, though.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, though, it does make you grateful. And when you come back, it's almost kind of like a new start, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is. I mean, you have new perspective. And honestly, like, not only did it take a lot of my body and my strength away, but my, you know, my mind. So trying to prepare just to get back into the fast pace and understanding all of the, you know, getting back to understanding finance and school budget and the new, you know, state laws with the reading achievement. And, you know, it just made me step back and really observe the hard work and the dedication of the staff at Kickapoo and really see them in a new light and how proud I was and just so grateful to be a part of their team. And then the kids, always great to see the kids and their excitement and the smiles and the hugs and that, yeah, you know, you step away for a short time, you're like, will they remember me? But they did.
I'm sure they did. How could they forget? So let's talk about some things going on this fall. Has it been a good start to the school year overall with the fall things going on and homecomings and all of that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I really like the public school system where, you know, we really value kids, each individual kid, and whatever their interest or passion may be. You know, I think we provide a great platform of, you know, the different sporting events that you can be a part of, our music, our fine arts, we have a great art teacher, you know, and the elementary, and really focusing on reading achievement and that collaboration amongst staff and getting back and seeing that inspiration to just really provide the best for all of these kids. It's inspiring, and we've really gotten off to a great, excuse me, start. I really have to credit too, we are bringing in 180 and Brady Ewing to kind of really drive a lot with that understanding of leadership and what it means to be a leader. And I think for me too, going through what I went through, it's really having that understanding of purpose, knowing who you are and what you stand for. And I think just having those conversations with kids so that at the end of the day, you really want to define who you are, who you want to be, and then what do you need to put in your day in order to be that person. And I think what brings me to that too is during the healing process, I wanted to be better. I wanted to get my life back. So it was like eating the foods that were going to heal me, doing the exercises that were going to make me stronger. And I think just bringing that to a larger level to talk about, you know, to bring these kids in and have that conversation about leadership and who do you want to be? Who is it that you want to be? And what practices do you need to do daily? You know, you're worth it. What practices do you need to do daily to be that person or to accomplish those things? And just us being able to provide all of those opportunities to allow kids to grow, and what you're feeding grows. So bringing in all of those valuable components of being a strong person with a strong character and being able to contribute to, you know, society in a positive way. And so, yeah, so many great things happening, I think, at Kickapoo from what we're bringing in and exposing our kids to, the conversations, the relationships, really, that are made with staff. I'm just really grateful, again, for what I'm seeing and from how the kids respond, you know, sitting in some of those meetings or some of those programs and hearing their thoughts and their the how they process things. They're really great kids, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Aaron, nobody better than Brady Ewing to kind of talk and see that firsthand, somebody that's been there and, you know, been to the college and pro level and everything.
For sure, without a doubt. Having known Brady a long, long time and knowing him in high school and now having our kids have the opportunity to have him come and talk to them has been awesome. Mr. Lee, our biology teacher and our track coach, he does Wednesday meetings for the kids. They basically are called sports psychology meetings. And so that's kind of where we started things rolling of just that element of leadership. And as Kim kind of indicated, understanding kids' thoughts, how they can be better leaders, you know, what really goes more into success rather than just kind of the nuts and bolts. And so that's been a great discussion with a number of kids showing up. From that, it kind of morphed off into we had talked to Brady and had Brady come last year along with Mark Horbinski. They kind of teamed together with 180. And so just having that person come and talk to kids, I think, is awesome. You know, I've talked to Brady a number of times where just that notoriety that Brady has of, you know, he can say the same thing as somebody else. And when you're talking to a bunch of high school kids and now they're looking at him and he's a former, you know, UW football player and played in the NFL, those words are just so much more meaningful. So it's been great to have Brady really come and work with our kids, spend some time. He's actually going to come this winter as well and talk to our whole student body about a number of things, which I think is a great opportunity. But yeah, just very blessed and just to have a good human being like Brady to be there and do that. And it's been great to see Brady and connect with Brady and see that next step from the kid that he was in high school and what he's gone through and now being able to impact other kids, you know, that are in high school. So that's been a great thing to see.
What about fall sports at Kickapoo? Your cross-country team is still going, right?
Yep, cross-country is still going. Cross-country boys won their sixth straight conference championship, so definitely had some great success there. Certainly had some wins in volleyball and football and things as well, but continuing to go, and I believe volleyball has their first tournament game tonight. So continuing to work hard, and again, just that element of the athletic part of having Brady and Mark come and work with our kids and, you know, to continue that success and understand the importance of, you know, being in the weight room and, you know, doing those things as a leader and, you know, what you do more above and beyond than just being a physical athlete that is, you know, blessed with physical ability. There's so much more than that. And I think that's definitely something that Brady has hit on when he talks to is that whatever you think you're working hard, there's somebody else who's working a lot harder. And, you know, it just gives kids a new perspective, especially being from a small school to see that big element. But yeah, just a big shout out and thanks to all of our coaches, all the people that put in the time in the fall. We've got winter coming up just to really help the kids and to be involved and be leaders for them and help them be the not only the best athletes, but the best people that they can be. So
you had a facility upgrade with your track a while back. That looks really good, doesn't it?
For sure. That's been the years fly by, but gosh, it's five.
Really? I thought it was more recent.
No.
Than that. Oh boy.
I got to think here now. I think we're pushing right around 5 or 6 years.
Time does go by then.
It definitely goes by and I might be off in that, but yeah, that has been a wonderful addition for our school. I think, you know, just, you know, when people drive by Kickapoo and just to see, you know, that was kind of one of the last things to really set the school off when you drive by. And now you drive by and you have this awesome facility with a beautiful track. You look at just the setting of our school and, you know, looking at the hills and the colors and, you know, it's just an awesome opportunity. And with the track, we've been able to host, you know, regionals with that now. So that's been a great opportunity to do. Our track team has been, you know, really successful, had just an unbelievable spring last year at state track. And so, yeah, just very blessed to have all those facility upgrades and specifically with the track and the things that happen to give all of our kids the best opportunities that they can have.
Speaking of sports as well, I know you co-op with Lafarge for a few sports. Any talk about maybe co-oping for other sports in the future, or how does that look now?
Yeah, that's always a constant ongoing discussion. You know, as I think the world has seen, high school sports numbers have continued to drop everywhere. Just kids aren't as participating as much. So we're always in constant, you know, discussions, just looking at, you know, what's best for our programs to not only maintain our individual programs, but you know, as we co-op to make sure that we're competitive and, you know, keeping that, you know, best ability to, you know, put the best team out there and having those conversations. So right now there's not a specific, you know, sport that's coming up. There's a, you know, going to be a change with, but again, it's always a discussion and always an element to look at to see what, you know, we can do with what's best for our kids and Lafarge's kids and putting together the best teams that we can.
So you co-op with football, wrestling, right?
Yep. Football, wrestling. We've got track, cross country. I don't think I'm missing anything there. So, yeah, that's where things are at now. And again, you know, at some point, I know there's been a number of other local schools that have had to, you know, co-op for basketball and softball and, you know, baseball and some of those things. We aren't there yet, but again, it's every year is a discussion and trying to plan ahead to just make sure that we're prepared. Just, you know, really looking down to even the granular element of, you know, the number of the kids that are playing and who their names are so that we know to make sure that everybody has a team. Because I think, you know, more than anything, that's really what you don't want to end up with is that a kid does not have the opportunity to participate in whatever their sport is because you don't have enough kids. So we continue to look at that and analyze that and go forward.
What about numbers? I know you had the third Friday in September count. How do the numbers look, Kim?
We look really well. I mean, we're pretty standing strong. We were at 470, which is kind of consistent over the last few years. We continue to grow with our open enrollment. So while, you know, the population is down and many schools are experiencing that decline, thankfully we kind of are standing strong with that steady number. And then, of course, that increase with our open enrollment numbers, that continues to rise. So we're grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good numbers. And in terms of those in the district, do you have some homeschool kids in the district, a few along the way?
We do have a couple, yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
And then otherwise, they're going to Kickapoo or, you know, I guess outlying districts then as well. But it sounds like you're doing pretty well as far
as.
We're at roughly this year right around 130 kids open enrolled. They come from all over. I think that's just a real true testament to our staff and mm-hmm. People wanting to come and the things that we have going on and being involved in. And like Kim said, you know, we've really stayed consistent the last few years right around that, you know, 460 to, you know, 480 number, hovering right around 470, which is really good. And you know, I think with declining enrollment happening everywhere, I think probably one of the biggest things that, you know, we can be proud of to know is that we've stayed the same is that I can remember back in 2017-18, and you do the projections every year. And our projection back in 2018 was to be at 420 kids this year. So we're right at about 470, so we're 50 kids up of where we were supposed to be, and that really, as long as we can continue to maintain those numbers, I think that's really a great thing, and just really fortunate for, you know, the kids that we have in the district, and fortunate that, you know, kids that want to come and want to be a part of the good things that are happening, and again, just a testament to the staff and the community and the positive things that we have happening to make that be realistic.
Of the Ridge and Valley schools, you must be one of the higher enrollment schools, aren't you?
Without a doubt. It's really become a situation where we are certainly definitely the biggest. You look at some of the other numbers, you know, right now we're around 160 in the high school. You know, some of the other schools in the Ridge and Valley, you know, unfortunately those numbers have really dropped and a number of them are in the 60 to 80 range. So we're really probably twice as big as a number of them in the Ridge and Valley. And again, that's just, you know, in some ways we're positive, you know, it's really positive. We're happy our enrollment has stayed. It's also just kind of sad in the element of declining enrollment and, you know, what every school is facing, you know, with some of those numbers and the challenges that come with that. But yeah, to your exact question, yeah, we definitely are certainly have higher numbers than, you know, others in the Ridge and Valley right now.
One of my first clues was when I got the WIA playoff pairings for volleyball, and I noticed that you are up a division. You're up in Division 5, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, our numbers have just, again, they've stayed pretty strong, and, you know, as some of the, I don't want to say the realignment, but some of those numbers have changed. That's kind of put us in some different brackets and things. And again, there's pros and cons to that. But in the element of school funding and every number counts. That's a positive thing to have kids coming. So
most definitely. We're talking about Kickapoo Schools. Kim Johnson and Aaron Minimer in the studio, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company. They're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture right in your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
A back to our morning show time on WRCO Radio. I am Phil Nee. Glad to have you on here as we talk about the Kickapoo District and all the good things going on. Kim Johnson, District Administrator, is with us. Aaron Midham, Middle and High School Principal as well. The time is coming up for parent-teacher conferences. That's the time when I always dreaded that time when I was a kid. But maybe students look forward to it more than...
I think staff really enjoy spending some time and talking about their practice and their students. But it's really fun to have all the parents come into the school. This year, kind of exciting, we've had community drive to really want to... update our sign and move into a digital sign, kind of increase our communication processes and just upkeep and the aesthetics of the school. So we have done strictly kind of fundraising to be able to purchase and fund this digital sign. So working with Sleepy Hollow, they are going to bring their drive for your community to our parent-teacher night, which is Wednesday night. And then, of course, we are credited with funds for the digital sign for every test drive. So we're kind of anxious to start advertising and having our community and our parents test drive a vehicle, which would then provide funding for that digital sign, which is really nice of Sleepy Hollow and Ford to be able to give us that opportunity to raise money kind of out of the community, bring in dollars from out of the community to continue to raise funds for that digital sign.
Is that coming up next Wednesday?
It is Wednesday the 29th.
The 29th, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So Sleepy Hollow will be there. I think they're setting up by 2:15 until 7:30, and we're hoping to get like 200 test drives to help us meet that mark of $6,000, I think, is the top that they would donate to our cause, which would be the digital sign.
That's awesome. So, how much money do you need? What's the project goal for that, Kim?
The original, I think, quote was for around $32,000, and we are at we need $12,500, I believe. So this would be a really nice donation to kind of help us meet this final $12,000 needed.
We hope a lot of people will come out for that.
I hope so.
That's fun. You can dream about owning the new car.
Yeah, right? You can just drive one for a short spell and
drive it around Viola and make people believe that's yours.
Yeah. You know?
So that'll be a sign like way out right by the highway then?
They'll have a tent, and so it'll be right on the school grounds.
Cool.
They'll be able to test drive one of their cars and just kind of drive it through Viola and back, and we would get the credit for that. They just want, I think, people in their vehicles, testing their vehicles. So,
are parent-teacher conferences scheduled then, Kim? Or
yeah, for the elementary, each of the teachers get together and they try to schedule so that it's efficient for families. You know, they can go from one teacher to the next without waiting long periods of time. I think it's a little bit different in middle school, high school.
Yeah, it's a little different in the middle school, high school. They're not specifically scheduled. Teachers are there, and parents can go around and meet with them as, you know, they go through and who they want to talk to or may not want to talk to and go through. And so it's a little different format. But again, a great opportunity for parents to come and talk about their kids and find out what's happening and share the positives and the successes. So,
I look on your website, Aaron, I thought of you because I think picture retake day is coming up. So are you getting yours retaken?
Come on now, Phil. No, I think my first picture this year was just perfect.
It was perfect.
Sat right. I was able to tilt my chin up and good. And
that's good.
Yeah, we do actually have picture retakes on Wednesday. So there will be the opportunity if kids or staff want to have them retaken that they can. So, but again, picture day is always a big one. I know with a 8th grade daughter, that's always a want to make sure we look good and everything. So
it's a big thing.
There's lots of other kids in the same boat. So
how many pictures have you taken at Kickapoo? How many years have you been there?
This is my 18th year, so definitely has been a good run. So yeah, 18 pictures. Sometimes we kind of laugh. We've got a few people on staff that every now and then, some of the years, I'll put my school picture in an envelope and put it in the mailbox for them so we can trade pictures. So we kind of laugh about that. But yeah, this is my 18th school picture. So.
That is awesome. What first drew you to Kickapoo, and I guess why have you stayed there for 18 years, Aaron?
Well, I think the opportunity came to go to Kickapoo, and just, you know, I've always been a small town type guy person, and knowing that opportunity was there. My dad went to school at Kickapoo. My grandpa was on the school board at Kickapoo.
I didn't know that.
Yep. I learned to swim at Kickapoo, so lots of history there. But you know, you go and you start something new, and I'm just really thankful that it's been a positive experience. You know, when you look at 18 years and, you know, being a part of the many successes that we've had there. And it just really goes back to the staff and the community. We're really blessed with a lot of really great people who do great things for kids. And it's just really an enjoyable place. And I think that's one of the things that as you talk to our staff and, you know, the kids that come open enrolled, or, you know, the kids that are in our district, you know, I think those are just a lot of the positives that people like. And you know, as Kim said, you know, if you feed something, it'll grow. And along with that, I think everybody likes to be a part of something that's good. And that's definitely been something for me that, you know, the last 18 years, I definitely feel blessed and thankful to be a part of something that's been really good. And we'll continue to stay there and ride it out till retirement.
So that's awesome.
It's been a great place.
And when I asked you guys when you came in about, hey, let's talk about new staff, you really don't have a lot of new staff, do you, Kim?
No, we really don't. We did hire a couple new elementary teachers who are phenomenal. We really hit the jackpot there. And then, of course, with special education increasing, we did bring on a couple of paraprofessionals, which have, you know, really brings us to more professional or paraprofessionals than we've ever had. But yeah, we're standing strong with our staff. We typically, you know, have very few teachers who, you know, leave, maybe to raise families. We have had that happen where, you know, moms will have their babies and then stay home and raise their own. But yeah, we're going strong with our staff. A lot of longevity with staff who come to Kickapoo.
Yeah, wonderful. And that's a good sign, I think,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Good environment and everything. So.
For sure.
Good. Look into the future. You know, we talked a little bit about that. Enrollment looks pretty good, but small schools, you know, right now are kind of struggling in terms of, you know, funding and all of those kind of things. But how does it look as far as enrollment numbers for the future and as you look down the road, Kim?
Well, as best as we can tell, you know, we want to kind of use these last few years to kind of indicate that maybe we can stand strong and move forward, having very, very strong enrollment, continue to do things that want, you know, make us look like a destination where kids want to be and grow, and where families trust, and not saying that that doesn't happen at other school districts, but just being able to continue to provide kind of that for our students who come, being able to continue to provide them that quality education, to make the kids feel valued, to be able to build relationships in such a way that we know and we can see kind of the gifts that kids are born with, and help them to grow in their unique way to be able to be that contributing member of society. I think also part of that is just growing and keeping ourselves strong is utilizing our community and our families and understanding what it is that they see value in. What are the benefits of coming to Kickapoo? What are the things that you want to see us be accountable for? And just kind of drive more of that purpose for our roles as educators, and also your purpose as students and your growth into becoming the adults in your world. So yeah, I think just keeping our main thing, keep focusing on what we want to grow, and that's our students and their abilities and the relationships and a strong community. So yeah, valuing what we need to value and putting our emphasis on that.
That's well said. You have a musical coming up, James and the Giant Peach. I'm curious, Aaron, any idea how many from the student body are involved in this? Because this is probably all grades, isn't it, involved in the musical?
There are some, and I don't know this year, but typically there are some younger kids that come and be a part of it. But typically it is the high school choir class that is a part of this. I don't know the exact number, but there are 20-some to 30, you know, around 30 kids that will be involved in the musical. So that varies by year. But yeah, this year, James and the Giant Peach, Catherine Miller does an amazing job with the musicals. Some of the, I don't think there's anybody that ever attends a musical that doesn't just kind of sit there and awe, like, wow, this is amazing, you know, what she does with these kids. The support of, you know, the other people in the community. Greg Smith helps out. Some of the other, you know, people who play musician, you know, work within the pit band and things. But yeah, it's just an awesome opportunity. We've had a long-standing success and history with our musicals, and Catherine definitely keeps that going. And it's just really awesome to see kids in a sometimes a different light, kids who maybe aren't in sports or some of the other things. And then you see them up on stage and what they do, and, you know, it's just amazing. So just definitely a big shout out to them. And with that coming up, anybody who who has an opportunity to come, to definitely come. They're certainly extremely well attended. And I think each year that continues to kind of multiply. The word goes, hey, you got to go see the Kickapoo musical. And that's definitely all for good reason. So yeah, looking forward to that, and will be a great opportunity for the kids and the community to come and see some awesome kid talent.
Thursday and Friday, November 6th and 7th, and then a Saturday matinee at 2 for November 8th. But yeah, those tickets go pretty well. It could be a good side hustle for you. You could, you know, buy some up, you know.
There you go. I can be out in the parking lot scalping them, you know.
Well, that might make the news, you know.
It so might. Maybe,
better not do that. But yeah, I'd be willing to bet that several from your football team, your cross-country team, your volleyball team, they're probably all involved in the musical. So it's amazing how these kids are able to get their time management skills, isn't it?
For sure. And I think that definitely becomes one of the biggest things, as these kids are involved in so many things. And, you know, they go to sports practice, and then they go right to musical practice, and then it's there, and then it's home to get their homework done. And yeah, I think definitely there's times you look back and you think, man, it's the workload of a high school kid who is involved in so many things is a lot. And it definitely does create that element of time management, which is certainly a good skill going forward. But yeah, I think definitely we value those and can understand and appreciate sometimes with the kids that are certainly involved in lots of things of all the stuff going on, and definitely commend them. And because again, they are involved in lots of different sports or, you know, whatever it is that keeps happening to make things going smoothly.
So I'm always impressed by your numbers too, for your girls wrestling. That's just outstanding, isn't it?
For sure. It's definitely been, girls wrestling has become, you know, a new sport that's been out there. Leah Gross has done a great job, really getting girls involved and being a part of it. I think last year, if I remember right, we had like 13 girls. It was a lot. So definitely going to, you know, some of the tournaments and just giving kids another opportunity to be in something that maybe hasn't been traditional in the past, but gives a different avenue for kids to compete and do what they want to do. And definitely just, you know, to be a part of the team and the things that happen has definitely been a positive thing. But yeah, that has definitely been a growing sport, not only across the state, but yeah, definitely specifically in our school, because we definitely have numbers that are above and beyond, you know, any local schools around.
You do. Have you had your annual meeting yet, Kim?
Our annual meeting will be at parent-teacher conferences on Wednesday night.
So next week.
October 29th, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So district residents can go to that. What time is that generally?
Yes, absolutely. Start time will be at 7 o'clock in the library.
And then I did see recently you had a school board vacancy. Were you able to fill that then as well?
We actually still have that vacancy. It's kind of in our Reedstown district. So, yeah, we have a vacant seat that will expire in April, I believe, but we still are looking for somebody. If you're in the Reedstown district, we are looking for someone to fill that seat on our board, yes.
Wonderful. Anything either of you would like to add here at the end of our conversation?
Just a big thank you to you for having us and having us down and giving us an opportunity to talk. And always good to see you, Phil. Thanks for having us. And just,
likewise, don't be strangers. We like to.
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity and time, Phil.
Yeah,
this has been a pleasure to speak with you and to share our story per se.
Yeah, the last time you were here, you were talking about the referendum.
Yes,
which was a success.
Yes, we were.
Then.
Yeah. Yes, thankfully, yes, we do have a community that supports education and sees the district as a valuable part of that community. So
good. Well, good luck to you. Have a good school year. I know
Thank
you will.
Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate
you
bet. It.
Kim Johnson joining us and Aaron Midham here on today's portion of the morning show. We have more coming up.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics just completed advanced training in concussion management, aligning with the latest evidence-based guidelines. Turns out, rest isn't the only answer anymore. Experts now recommend a gradual return to activity after 72 hours post-injury. Trust the physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to help with your recovery care.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Kim Johnson, District Administrator, and also Aaron Midham is here, middle and high school principal. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Great to be here.
How are things in the Kickapoo Valley, Aaron?
Good. Going well. Been a good start to the school year. Weather's been great lately. School numbers are looking good. And just have a good group of staff and good group of kids. So definitely has been a good start to the year. So.
What about you, Kim?
It's a very appreciated start to the year. It is so great to be back at school, being amongst the kids and the staff who were so supportive and kind during my recovery. So it's a start that I really appreciate. I'm finding I'm more grateful and appreciate more things than I ever have before.
So I can imagine that.
It's been a great start to the year.
For folks that don't know, you were involved in a traffic accident. How long were you in the hospital?
Yeah, so my accident occurred in the morning of February 10th, and I spent a month in the hospital.